It is Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud, base 412, the last of the Perek, although in truth not quite the end of this set of Mishnayos that have to do with where Beis Hillel is the Machmir. In any case, the topic of this Mishnah is got through with Ohalos, and Maseches Ohalos is dedicated to the topic of Ohalos, and Ohel is literally a tent, but it means, and to oversimplify slightly because it's not really our topic here, an overhang by which tumas mace, corpse tuma, can transfer. Okay? So the basic idea is if you have a source of corpse tuma, of tumas mace, that would mean a dead body or a significant portion thereof. So if it's under the same roof as a recipient of, an eligible recipient of tuma, like another person, Adam, or a utensil, a kli, or ochlin and mashkin, food and drink for that matter, so then the tuma from the source, the corpse, transfers to everything, those recipients that are under the same roof, ohel, overhang. Okay? Let's say, now, there things get a little complicated if you have a room where there's nowhere for the corpse to be taken out of. But if you have an open-ish area, meaning that, let's say, instead of, there's at least one, it's a three-walled area, or maybe a no-walled area, just like, you know, something, you know, overhang that's supported by poles, or even has three walls, but the fourth side is like a colonnade of pillars, where, so it's not so complicated and dealing with the issue of where the tomb is going to go. So then, in short, if you have a simple overhang, everything under the overhang receives the tumah. Now that's true if you have two overhangs, two ohalos that are side by side. Okay, as long as there's no break between the two, if then the tumah will go from. I say no break. I mean no horizontal break. Okay, so in other words, if you're looking straight down, like a bird's eye view directly down, you would see the two ohalos, you know, touching. So then, tumah spreads not just from the first ohel, but even to the second as well. It's one contiguous ohel. Now, that is true even if the actual heights, the vertical heights of the two oholos, are not the same. One could be very low, one could be very high. Okay? Again, if you look directly, like a bird's eye view, directly down on the two oholos, again, it will look like they're touching. But if you look from the side view, like you're standing on the ground looking, you'd see, let's say, one is an ohel that could be, ohel can be as little as one tefach off the ground, and an ohel can be, you know, whatever it is, 100 tefachim, 100, almost anything up in the sky. The point is that if they are horizontally overlapping, even if they're vertical, they're at different heights, it is considered to be contiguous, and the tomb would spread from one to the other. Okay, that is not intuitive, but that's how it works. So what that means is that if you have, let's say you have a single open area that has a roof over it, and it has everything, therefore, is under one single ohel. If there's a crack running down the middle of the ohel from end to end, so that means that you have two separate ohelos, and tuma won't spread from one to the other. Even if that crack is very thin, because although usually there's a rule called lavud, that within three tefachim it's considered connected, that doesn't apply to the conveyance of tuma via ohel. It's a separate rule, halacha Moshe Mesinai. So that being the case, if you have a crack down the middle of the ohel into two halves, if you will, so tuma won't go from side A to side B. If, however, you have below or above, for that matter, a little ohel that essentially acts as like a bridge, so then tuma will indeed go from side A to side B. Now that, I'll make sure you have the picture clear in your head, because it's not intuitive. You know, so let's, you know, from directly top down, looking from the bird's eye view straight down, you have like these two, once the crack breaks on the middle of the roof, so you have now two separate ohelos that are not connected, okay? And tuma couldn't go from A to B, one side to the other. But if you had even a small, tiny ohel, like a little, you know, one tefach, ohel has to be one tefach wide and one tefach long, which is like a hand's breadth, you know, 4 inches or something, and has to be one tefach high, so four tefach off the ground. Excuse me, one tefach high, which is 4 inches, let's call it, off the ground. So that would mean if, let's say hypothetically, you had this tiny little, you know, Barbie doll house hut ohel inside the larger structure, and it happens to be right directly beneath the crack. So if you would look, like in bird's eye view straight down, you would see the side A and side B separated by a crack, but then there's a bridge that's formed by the little Barbie doll ohel down below. Even the Barbie doll ohel is tiny, okay? But it bridges it. It doesn't matter that it's low on the ground, okay? Not only that, And therefore, it'd be a bridge. So if there'd be a, on side A, there'd be a corpse. On side B, there'd be a person, a Tahor person, let's say. And there's like the, there's a crack between the two side A and side B, but you have this little tiny, like little ohel that is directly beneath the crack, forming a bridge, as long as it's the tefach wide. So it'll allow the tumah to convey from the corpse to the person on side B. Okay, now that's true even if, let's just say you have, like you fold towels, okay? So you have a stack of towels that are folded. So let's say you have two towels, one on top of the other, and let's say the first towel is folded such that it's like, you know, the towel is a tefach off the ground. So the second towel that sits on the first, so that towel effectively is an ohel because it's a tefach off the ground, and it's a tefach by tefach, you know, wide and long, and that's going to be your ohel. It's that upper towel functions as the ohel that will allow the bridge, if it's directly beneath the crack, to allow tumah to go from side A to side B, even though that little, I'll call it the towel ohel, the towel tent, is full, right? It's full of a towel beneath it. It doesn't matter. This upper towel stands alone as like the surface of the ohel, the tent, the tarp, whatever you call it. And therefore, if you have that stack of towels, two or more towels stacked up, as long as the highest towel is a full tefach off the ground and it's directly beneath the crack and it's a tefach wide and tefach long, it'll form a bridge, a legal halachic bridge that will allow tumah to go from side A of the larger ohel to side B. Okay? In contrast, let's say you decide it's a big steel block, okay, it's a big steel cube, which is, again, on the ground inside of our larger structure, which has a crack running from end to end, and the large steel block is directly beneath the crack. So now, that steel block is not an ohel, of course. We don't say like the upper layer, or the upper surface of the block is an ohel, like the tarp and the rest of the steel is beneath it. No, of course, it's one single unit, a big block. It's not an ohel, and therefore, it will not function as a bridge. Okay, so now the question that our mission wants to answer is, what happens if instead of having Barbie doll ohelos or stacks of towels or steel blocks, what if you have a human being? A human being who's lying in a way that his body is on the ground, but it's directly beneath the crack which divides the two sides of this larger structure. Can the human body itself function as an ohel? Or to put it a different way, do you look at a human body as like a stack of towels, so to speak? Or do you look at it as like a steel block? Okay, now that's actually the machlokas in our Mishnah. Beis Hillel is the strict ones. Okay, in other words, they say the tumah does spread. They look at a human body as being analogous to a stack of towels, as opposed to Beis Shammai says, no, a human body is like analogous to a steel block. Let me explain a little more. Beis Hillel look like this. They say, listen, a person in his like abdominal cavity and also his thoracic cavity, like, you know, think just where his intestines are, right? So like where your tummy is beneath your belly button. So there's a big hollow over there, and that hollow is a tefach wide, a tefach long, and a tefach high, if a person's lying just on his back on the ground in the tent, under the larger structure. Now, it's true that the hollow within your abdomen is filled with intestines, let's say, and whatever the organs, but the point is, atop of that, there's a new layer of skin, if you will, that's like the skin that's on your tummy, and Beis Hillel say that's the same thing as like a stack of towels. The upper towel is like analogous to the skin on your tummy. Beneath the upper towel, of course, there's more towels, but that's a different thing. Just same with beneath your skin, there's the other intestines and the like, the innards, which are within the hollow of your body. But the point is, Beis Hillel say that a human body essentially has a hollow inside of it. It might be filled, but it's a hollow, and a skin on top of that. And therefore, a person lying flat on his back, the upper layer of his skin acts as like an ohel, much like a stack of towels would, and would the human body itself would be the bridge which would allow tumah to traverse from side A, notwithstanding the crack, to side B, in terms of this old structure I described. Beis Shammai say, no, a human being is like a single unit. It's all one person, analogous to like one big block of steel. And therefore, even though the person's abdomen is like a tefach off the ground or more, so what? A block of steel can be a tefach off the ground. It doesn't act as an ohel, it's not a bridge, it's a block, it's a solid thing. And therefore, a person too is like a solid thing and doesn't act as the bridge to allow tumah to transfer from side A to side B. Okay, that's the machlokas, Beis Hillel. Again, the stance is the halacha, that's the Rambam paskins, that a human being can function as a bridge for tumah. And actually, the 11th parak of Ohalos has a lot to say about that very topic. Okay, inside the Mishnah says as follows: Adam, if you have a person, shu nasun tachas hasedek, who's lying beneath the crack. Again, you'd have no idea what this mishnah is talking about unless you were learning with Sechas Olos, or you had the Hakdama that I had. But the point is, the setup is, like I said, you have this open area, portico, whatever it is, and has a roof, and the roof has a crack down the middle, dividing into two halves, side A and side B, and right beneath the crack, you know, perpendicular to the crack, is a person lying there. Beishamai omrim eino mevi esatuma. Beishamai say he's a person's like a steel block, is a single entity, there's no ohel here, and therefore the presence of the body lying beneath the crack in the roof doesn't allow the bring of the tuma from side A to side B. Whereas ubeshil omrim adam chalulhu, a person is like hollow on the inside. He's analogous to like a stack of towels, where the upper layer of him is like the skin is like the ohel, and then beneath it is like a big hollow space, which has to be filled up with innards. Vahatsad ha'elyon mevi esatuma. The upper layer of a person, meaning the skin on his tummy, is elevated a full tefach off the ground, and therefore it's mevi esatuma. It allows the tuma to bridge over that crack and go from side A to side B.